The next patient is Carol Cleland. The last name is C-L-E-L-A-N-D. Clinical case of A78. White female that is following the practice for CKD stage 3B. The kidney function has remained stable. The serum creatinine is 1.3. The BUN is 27 and the estimated GFR is 41. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio pretty close to 1200 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. Number two, uncontrolled hypertension. The patient had a renal Doppler ultrasound that is showing discrepancy between the right and the left kidney, the right being bigger than the left one. And there are findings that are highly suspicious for renal artery stenosis of the right kidney. And I have to mention that the left kidney had a stent placed while she was in Vermont many years ago. The patient continues to have hypertension. This hypertension might be coming from this finding of renal artery stenosis. An arteriogram was discussed. The risk of toxicity of the contrast material after arteriogram was also discussed. The possibility of an hemodialysis was also explained to the patient. However, we don't have any options, and the lady has agreed to have an arteriogram of the renal arteries. We are going to schedule the procedure with Dr. Benny, B-E-N-N-I-E, at the Advent Health. Following number, anemia related to iron deficiency. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is on the stable control. Following number, history of B12 deficiency. On supplementation, following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. The changes that we are going to implement are as follows. We are going to discontinue the use of amlodipine. We are going to start the patient on aprazolin 50 milligrams, excuse me, hydralazine 50 milligrams POQ 12 hours. Bear in mind that the prescription given to the patient was every 6 hours. I intend to titrate the medication up until I get blood pressure control. Another suggestion was the use of furosemide, 20 milligram, 40 milligrams PO every 12 hours for 3 days, then daily. We also are going to implement the fluid restriction of 33 ounces in 24 hours low sodium diet. We are going to give an appointment to see us in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. Hopefully by that time the procedure has been done. I invested ...15 minutes reviewing the imaging and the laboratory workup, 30 minutes explaining the procedure to the patient and the implications of the procedure and the possible consequences, comma, I included the so-called allergy to hydralazine in the discussion. I understand, and the patient stated that Dr. Sharma, S-H-A-R-M-A, had her taking up to 20 milligrams every 8 hours, no more than 8 weeks ago. There is no allergy to hydralazine, period. And I will, I did spend 12 minutes in the documentation.